Massachusetts governor asks other states to fund its illegal workers and renters. By Neil Monroe on November 2, 2022. Massachusetts governor wants Americans in other states to fund food and shelter for the several thousand illegal migrants sent by the federal government to cheap labor employers and high-rent landlords in the old colony state. The state's establishment Republican governor, Charles Baker, is welcoming the illegal migrants. But he also asked the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, on October 31 to fund many of the poor migrants who cannot earn enough wages to pay the high rents demanded by the state's landlords. I write to ask for urgent federal government assistance for the resettlement of immigrant families arriving in Massachusetts, Baker wrote, adding. In federal fiscal year 2022, the Massachusetts-based resettlement agency served a total of 4,334 individuals, including over 2,000 Afghan humanitarian parolees, 822 Cuban and Haitian entrants, and 548 refugees. Cuban and Haitian entrants, Amerasians, asylees, and certified victims of human trafficking are not eligible for the dedicated refugee resettlement services funds provided to refugees under the Department of State's Reception and Placement Program and to Afghan and Ukrainian humanitarian parolees under federal refugee support services. And immigrants that elect temporary protected status or apply for asylum are wholly ineligible for federal benefits. Baker also wants the illegal migrants to be put to work as soon as possible, saying, a faster path to legal employment would not only provide these individuals with a path to self-sustainability but would also aid Massachusetts employers who are eager to hire amidst the current workforce shortage. I ask that DHS and USIS redouble their efforts to speed the provision of employment authorization. The state's Democratic-run legislature recently passed an unpopular law offering driver's licenses to illegal workers. The state's voters, however, can reverse that law if they win a ballot measure on Election Day. Baker's request for cash echoes the demands made by New York's government for federal aid to feed and shelter its flow of wage-cutting, rent-spiking illegal migrants into New Yorkers' workplaces and neighborhoods. We expect to spend at least $1 billion by the end of the fiscal year on this crisis, all because we have a functional and compassionate system, New York Mayor Eric Adams said on October 7. We need help. And we need to now, he said. Many city leaders welcome poor migrants, legal and illegal, because the migrants help local businesses by cutting wages, inflating real estate rents, and boosting local sales. For example, several sanctuary cities in Massachusetts help shield illegal migrants from federal immigration agencies. In October, Breitbart News reported on the indictments of a labor trafficking ring that has apparently operated undisturbed for many years in Massachusetts. Swathri was smuggled into the United States from Brazil in 2021 by Chelb, Morais, and other target subjects, the indictment says, adding. Swathri, a migrant, worked for Jesse, Morais, at Taste of Brazil restaurant, for approximately 6 months. Swathri never received a paycheck from Jesse for their work during that period. Swathri said that Jesse, the employer, was demanding and verbally abusive to Swathri during the time that they worked for Jesse. Nationwide, President Joe Biden's deputies have extracted at least 3 million illegal migrants from poor countries and then delivered them into Americans' housing markets and workplaces. This extraction migration policy has a huge impact on Americans' wages and wealth. The extra imported labor ensures that local employers do not have to raise wages amid a normal shortage of workers. The extra labor also means that employers do not have to trim their profits to buy the labor-saving machinery that helps Americans get paid more for doing more work each day. The extra workers also consume more food and products from retailers and also allow landlords to raise rents. The rents can be raised partly because the poor economic migrants rationally cut their costs by sleeping in overcrowded apartments that otherwise would have to be rented to one-income American families. The supply of imported workers also allows New York and Boston investors to disregard unemployed and underpaid Americans in other states, such as Alabama, Oklahoma, Nevada, and Nebraska. The result is that ordinary Americans in those states subsidize the coastal cities' use of illegals, and then get fewer jobs in exchange. In Massachusetts, some local government officials and voters are protesting the federal government's policy of smuggling more illegal migrants into the state. Breitbart News reported on November 1. Community leaders from the Massachusetts coastal communities of Kingston, population 13,000, and Plymouth, population 61,000, held a press conference late last week to complain that state officials gave them no warning before placing dozens of migrants into their towns and schools without notice, the Boston Herald reported. Kingston Town Administrator Keith Hickey said he did receive notice on October 21 that the state was placing 9 migrants in need of emergency housing into a Kingston hotel, immediately. That number rose to more than 100 by the following Monday morning. The migrants included mostly non-English-speaking Haitian migrants, including 64 children, the Boston newspaper stated. Town manager Derek Brindisi told the Boston newspaper that state officials contacted him last Tuesday to expect the immediate placement of migrants into 27 hotel rooms, 8 migrant families. Brindisi said the state told him to expect 16 more migrant families in the coming weeks. Local Americans protested the government-funded wealth-shifting migration, but choose to hide their identity for fear of retaliation by pro-migration employers. The establishment media tends to paint migration as a blue-collar issue while pressuring white-collar Americans to display their support of the wealth-shifting policy. However, the irony is that migration may have the largest impact on white-collar Americans because their salaries and careers are shriveled by the massive inflow of cliquish legal immigrants and visa workers. Moreover, many white-collar professionals pay inflated housing prices to keep their few children out of the diverse, government-run public schools that they applaud in public. Extraction migration. It is difficult for government officials to grow the economy by raising exports, productivity, or the birth rate. So the federal government instead widens the economy by extracting millions of migrants from poor countries to serve as extra workers, consumers, and renters. This policy floods the labor market, and so it shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to investors, billionaires, and Wall Street. It also makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, buy homes, or gain wealth. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity. This happens because migration allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of the skilled American professionals and productivity-boosting technology that earlier allowed Americans in their communities to earn more money.